Out of the House, our yearly podcast.
Yeah, it's been, what, March?
I think.
Ish.
March-ish.
March-ish. So that's, yeah. It's only 11 months.
We're doing good.
We're doing good, yeah.
Two times a year.
Well, now that you're a senior,
then we
gotta record more.
Yes, we're just gonna record 300 episodes in between now and when I graduate, so that way we have it for 300 years.
Not how that works.
But it could be.
It could, but who's gonna take over our cheap-ass podcast?
People would love it. You know the Jonas Brothers song where it's like year 3000 and they're still, like, their records have gone platinum still? That's what our podcast is going to be doing 300 years from now. If there's a rating system for podcasts.
Ours is going to be like a time capsule kind of thing. Life at Elon and
yeah.
20.
Oh my god, we can get in the archives. We have
one episode for
one listener per week for the year. We're doing great.
It's 52 weeks a year.
We are doing one less than one listener per week.
One listener, on average, one listener a month.
Sure. Cool. Nice.
It's better than saying one less than every week.
It's fine.
It's fine.
So we have questions.
That we wrote a year ago.
That I wrote a year ago. You, DJ had
yes.
nothing to do with it.
Well,
you
correct.
Had to
yes.
With it, yeah. We don't remember what they say since I wrote them a year ago.
Well,
so it'll
months.
Be fun.
11 months.
11 months.
All right. Was Houdini in the CIA or FBI?
Is that really a question or a joke?
Yes.
I feel like you're lying to me.
Read it.
Oh, God. That's not or FBI. It's either one.
Well, it should be or.
Oh, I don't know why I wrote this, because I believe that he was.
Why?
Because he went missing.
He's a magician.
Shh. That was his
He's supposed to go missing.
He went missing permanently.
I know
so,
that.
Okay, no, let me explain this. Houdini was a magician. You are correct. However, it was his cover story.
Yes.
That was his role. He was a spy. He was an agent. And then when he was done, they're like, great, we're pulling you. You're going to go back home. And then Houdini disappeared, and no one ever saw him again because his job was done.
It's like the movie with Ryan Reynolds and... when he's a millionaire.
Oh, are you talking about that new one that's on, like, Netflix?
Yeah, yeah.
That movie sucked.
Well, it was good to me.
It was so bad.
There was no plot to it, but
the Michael Bay one?
The one he has, like, six people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
You know there's going to be more of those,
please,
right?
Please, no.
If you kind of pay attention to the movie, there's, like, nine people they're going after, and they've only gone after one. So there's going to be... Hopefully not. Won't be, like, the Fast and Furious franchise, but...
I didn't even
be.
Get that from the movie.
Yeah. Like a map on the, like, pegboard or whatever, and they're...
I didn't even realize there was a plot until, like, three quarters of the way through.
Well.
And then, like, they had Dave Franco, and I was like, yes, I will watch this, it has Dave Franco. And then, like, 2 minutes later, I was like, it doesn't have Dave Franco.
Did. He's the driver, right? Or was the driver?
Yeah, and that's why he was six or something.
Yeah.
And then that guy ended up being seven, and he was like, what happened to six? And they're like, we
don't talk about
six. Can you find more of the orange and blue gummy worms so I can keep eating only a blue half?
I'm just going to dump the whole thing out.
Okay. So I brought gummy bears.
Gummy worms.
Gummy whatevers.
Some gummy sour thing.
But I won't eat the orange one, so I'm making TJ eat the orange half and leave me the blue half. Which is working out very well for me. Okay, next question. What's your...
Oh, God.
What's your biggest regret?
This is a shitty question.
I know.
What?
About Houdini.
To fucking the biggest regrets. I. What? I don't even know how to answer that.
That's so funny. Do you want to hear what mine is?
Yes.
Okay, so when I was in kindergarten, we were playing on the playground, and I had a friend. Her name was Mia. And she was taking a really fucking long time on the stair. She was taking a long time on the slide. And I thought she was waiting for someone to push her, because my brother would always push me down the slide, and it was super fun. So I pushed her, but apparently she was not ready to slide. And then she freaked out, and then she cried, and the teacher was like, "Who did it?" And she was like, "I don't know, I just saw purple." And I was wearing a purple and blue dress. And so then they were asking everyone, they were like, "Did you push her down the slide? Did you push her down the slide?" And it was
me.
I said no.
And how is that a regret?
Because I've been living with it for the last 16 years. I have been living with it for the last 16 years.
Sounds amazing.
And that's my biggest regret.
I don't know if I have a biggest regret, but we'll go along with the childhood stories. In first grade, I was chasing a kid on the playground, and I was saying, "Get your ass back here."
In first grade?
In first grade.
You have a country family?
Not really.
I feel like that's a country thing.
No, it's more of my dad that would swear around the house when I was younger.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah. I definitely got in trouble.
Did you get suspended?
No, I was in first grade.
Have you ever gotten suspended?
In school suspension, yes.
For what?
For leaving lunch to go play basketball.
I have a similar story.
Which is the dumbest shit ever. It was on a fucking Friday. And they're like, "Nope, you can't do that." It was in 8th grade, I think.
I almost got suspended when I was in, I think it was my junior year. And I was taking online classes through the School of Math and Science, because I was a smarty. And
but here you are.
Shh. And my class got canceled because the teacher was like, "Hey, not feeling it, you can bounce." And we were on Skype, so we just hung up. And then I had another class later on, and I was just gonna leave, but then this girl was like, "We should go get snacks." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, okay." So then we went to the grocery store, and I was like, "How are we gonna get back in?" She thought her friend would open the door for us, and this girl went to one of the teachers before she came and opened the door, and she was like, "Just so you know, they skipped school." And then my teacher kicked a trash can and then got really mad and called the principal. And then she was like, "What were you thinking? You could have died." But like,
to go get snacks.
Yes. And she was like, "It's a dangerous street. People die all the time." And I was like,
"People die all the time in normal day."
Exactly. And I was like, "Well, we're back.
We're here."
And then I was like, second of all, I wasn't even in class. And I was like, I could have just gone for the day. Like, if I had just left and not come back, you wouldn't have noticed. And so then I had to go explain myself to the principal. And then I was sad, so I cried. And then he was like, "What you doing?" And I was like, "I went to get snacks." And he was like, "Do you ever get in trouble?" And I was like, "No." And he was like, "Okay." And then he didn't suspend me. Then he was like, "If you were a worse kid, I'd suspend you." And I was like, "Okay." But I didn't get suspended.
Because you're a goody two-shoes.
Much like all of my stories, it is anticlimactic.
Yes, it is. You need to use, like, paper and cut it up. Keep sticking together.
I don't care. You could have done it. Did you hear about that lady who got smushed?
You told me about the dumpster lady.
Yeah, she got smushed.
Oh.
They haven't found her body, so we're assuming she got smushed, but, like...
Then, if it's an assumption, then she didn't, yet.
Well, all of the news outlets are saying she got smushed. They were like...
Then how did they find her in a dumpster?
They didn't find her in a dumpster.
She's just a missing person right now.
Yeah. But things don't add up to me.
Then why'd you say she was behind in the dumpster?
Because they said she was dumpster diving. And then they said that she never got out of the dumpster before it was serviced in the middle of the night. Which also I think is weird. I don't know how dumpster servicing works. So they think she got crushed when the stuff went into the big trash can. And then
into the garbage truck?
Yeah, and then he was like the compactor. And they think she got smushed. They use different language, but she got smushed.
What was the different language? Squished?
No. They said they don't think she survived.
So she got smushed. Yeah.
She got smushed.
Yeah. She got smushed.
She got smushed.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah, that was a lovely story. What's your dream car?
an El Camino.
That's my dad's dream car.
Really?
Yeah.
They're nice.
What color El Camino do you
want? I don't know.
I want a Buick Flamingo.
Just because it's called Flamingo?
No, because it is a big boat of a car. And the passenger seat, it's all pink leather. The passenger seat swivels around so the passenger can talk to the people in the back seat. And so I'm going to have a chauffeur so that I can constantly sit there swiveling.
You would break the seat.
Yes, I would. It came out in like 1961, and I would break it on the third day of having it.
Because all you would do is...
Oh, constantly.
Twist. Yeah. Even if there's no one in the...
Oh,
yeah.
Constantly.
I guarantee it locks.
So what?
You'd have to, like, keep pulling the pin to unlock it.
Yeah, I know, but it's like one of those ab machines at the gym where you swivel from one side and then to the other.
Yeah, but those don't lock.
Listen, I would still have fun.
Eventually, you'd be like, just break the lock off of it. That's what you would do. You'd find a way to break the lock in, like, 2 hours.
Oh, probably. Speaking of broken things in cars, the little passenger side sun visor thing?
Yeah.
My friend tried to pull it down the other day. Not, like, pull it down, but, like, you know, flip it down.
Like, use it?
She tried to use it, and it, like, hit her in the face. It just, like, fell off of the ceiling. Like, just hit her in the face. So, that's broken.
Did you duct tape it back up there?
No. I just shoved it back up there and then didn't tell anyone else when they got in the car, so it kept happening.
You would do something like that.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay to get it fixed because I feel like it would be expensive, so I'm just not doing it.
There's no point in paying to get it fixed. Just duct tape it back up there.
No, then my car's going to be trashy. Oh, I finally cleaned it out. It's been like a year.
That's good.
About since our last podcast.
That's really good.
Yeah. It was gross.
Getting on a routine, starting things a year later.
Once a year, take the dog to the vet, do a podcast, clean my car.
I don't know the last time I cleaned my car. It's been a while.
Yeah, but yours isn't like a car that has to be clean. They don't expect it to be nice.
Well, true, but I don't know the last time I actually took my car to car wash.
I used to have one of those monthly subscription ones to the new one, but then, like, I stopped going, and then I kept paying for it, and so then I was just, like, wasting $15 a month, and so I stopped paying for it, and then I didn't go again for a year.
I just let the rain wash it.
Yeah, but you have to get it, like, waxed, so it, like...
You don't have to.
But then your paint gets all rusty. Or, like, wears off. Okay, so do you remember the time when I, like, casually grazed a trash can?
No.
So I was getting gas, and I didn't see that they put a very badly placed trash can, and then I was, like, backing up to leave, and I, like, clipped the side of it.
Why do you back up from a gas pump?
I don't know. There was, like, someone in front of me or something. Oh. I don't know. Turns out it scraped a little of the paint off. I'm thinking about just filling it in with nail polish that just also happens to be reddish.
Reddish.
Well, because my car's only red-ish, and then if I get, like, red-ish nail polish, they'll either be the same reddish, or they'll be two different shades of red.
There was someone's Jeep, like, Cherokee, and it was, like, one shade of green except for one, like, fender, and...
It's because they get their parts from a junkyard.
Well, yeah,
and... Isn't that illegal?
No.
I thought it was illegal.
No. Why are you trying to stick... It's because... No, she's trying to stick two blue ends together.
Of the gummy worm?
Of the orange ones that I took off.
Yeah, because then it makes one full blue gummy worm.
Until it falls off.
See, it worked.
Anyways, no one had noticed that it was a different color other than the driver, obviously. And I like, mentioned it. And then everyone else noticed it.
Oh, like, it was very slight. Like.
It was very slight. And I was like, is that a different color green? He goes, yes. And everyone's like, I had never noticed that.
One time I saw a car that had, like it clearly wasn't on purpose because it was just, like, random panels of the car. Mm-hmm. But the car was, like, three different colors.
Are you talking about the one that drives around Elon?
No.
Like, the...
The purplish one?
No. I don't know. It's, like, turquoise, yellow, and red.
No, that's that weird, like, car. No. It was at, like, at the grocery store, and it was, like, an old car, and the hood was white, the rest of the body was, like, black, And then had one door that was, like, bright blue. Because they kept getting into wrecks and didn't bother to, like, get parts that matched.
I mean, I screwed up the side of my car and I don't give a shit enough to replace it.
Well, I feel like they're doing the work themselves.
Well, yeah.
Because if you get it done at a shop, then they make you pay to get the right color.
True.
I feel like they just kind of make me pay for random things, and I'm...
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and I just
most mechanic shops, they, like, drain something extra and saying, oh, you need to replace this.
Yeah, and I'm just too dumb to be
yes.
like, no.
Yes. Have you ever watched videos of, like, they take cameras and stuff and place them under the car to watch mechanics?
Does that sound like something that I would do?
No, like, it's not like regular people, it's like an actual, like, newsroom.
No, does that sound like something I would look up and watch in my spare time?
Maybe. You might scroll past it or something.
Oh, that's true.
On yeah. Facebook.
What happens?
They like, start checking things and, like, when, like, fluids look the right color, they'll still drain it and say, oh, you need to replace this, here, buy it.
They told me one time that I had to replace some filter or something, because I went to the, like, 5-minute oil thing. First of all, like, double the price of, like, a normal oil change.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, yeah, this looks like it needs to be replaced.
Like an oil filter?
Some kind of filtery
or an air
thing
filter?
That's, like, in my car. Don't know. and he was like, see, because, like, it has this stuff on it. It had, like, a leaf on it. And he was like, so you need a new one. And I was like, well, how much is the new one? And he was like, $35. And I was like, I'm good. Just pay
it's
back.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I'll You're wait just, till it dies, then
just,
I'll fix it.
Just knock off the leaf and just stick it back in there.
Probably the air filter.
He said it would save me gas.
Or it could be a fuel filter.
I think that's what it was.
Why is he... The fuel filter's in the fuel tank.
Oh, then maybe it wasn't that. It was up in the front part, where that you pop the hood and
that's... That's the air filter.
Why would it save me gas, then?
Because it's sucking in more air to cool off the engine. If there's stuff in it, then it's limiting the amount of air.
Oh. I don't trust mechanics.
That's why you do your own shit.
You think I can do anything in my car? Besides break the thing?
By accident?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't even do that. My friend just... put it down and it just hit her in the face, so that's not
that's why you look up things with the power of YouTube and Google. That's what I do.
Yeah, but, like, I don't want to do that. Because then... Okay, so the check engine light came on again?
Uh-huh.
I told you that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And so I went to AutoZone, because AutoZone can tell you what it means or something.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and I said, I have a check engine light on. Could someone please check it for me?
Mm-hmm.
And they all just stopped and stared at me and didn't say anything. For, like, a minute. And then finally this lady who works there just went, fine. And then she comes and checks it. And she was like, this is what it says. And I was like, do you know what that means? And she went, nope. And then just walked away. And I was like, what do I do?
I guarantee a lot of people come in and say that. And they're just tired of it.
Probably. But,
yeah. But check engine lights can be in a lot of things.
Yeah. But it went off. So hopefully everything's okay. It just turned
off. Did you, like, hit a bump or something and it turned off?
No. So, okay, so this happened also when I went to New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I was leaving their house, and...
Whose house?
The people I go to Thanksgiving with.
Your family?
They're not my family, but they're, like, they're my not family.
Your family friends?
Yeah, they're my not family.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we were... I was... leaving. I was alone.
Not we, just me.
And I was leaving from spring break, and I drove all the way up there, and then I go to drive back, and I went to a Wawa to get gas, and then I had, like, a 10-hour drive after that, but I go to get gas, and the check engine light comes on, like, as soon as I, like, fill up the gas tank.
Weird.
Yeah. And so then I, like, called my mom, and I called a friend, and I was like, I don't know what to do! And she was like, go to an AutoZone. And I was like, I don't know where there's an AutoZone. She was like, look it up.
Google it.
Yeah, so then I went to Raritan, which was, like, 2 towns over. And there was a very tiny Italian man and a very tall American man whose name was Vinny, so you know he was Italian.
Probably his son.
No, they weren't related. Because,
how do you know?
Because the Italian man was, like, this tall, like...
The wife could be fucking, like, as big as Sasquatch.
I don't think so. And then, like, Vinny was, like, 6'7". And then, once again, asked them to read the check engine light, and so they did, and then I went, what does it mean? And the guy, the little Italian man, looked at Vinny, and he was like, Vinny, what does this mean? And then he went, I don't know. And then I went, well, can I drive 10 hours on it? And then Vinny looked at it, and he went, not like that. And then I was like, but you don't know what it means. So then I called my mom's friend, and my mom's friend was like, no, it's fine.
Fine, just drive till you blow up.
That's what I was going to do. And then I got, like, halfway, like, I got, like, 5 minutes down the road, and then it just turned off, so.
Weird.
Yeah, and then it just happened again, but it also turned off, so we're just gonna say it's okay.
You could Google and ask why it's turns on and turns off.
I have a theory that if you Google something, it'll start happening, so I'm just not gonna do it. Like, if I Google, like, why does my check engine light do this, then my car's, like, just gonna explode. And I just paid it off, so.
Whoa.
No thanks to this podcast with our 51 viewers.
Stop hating on them. More viewers than we expected.
Listen to it twice.
I think that's what most of them did. I think just kept on repeat.
I think at least 5 of them were me.
I know if you were my family. So.
I don't think any of my friends actually know about our podcast.
Well, I told some people in my fraternity, and then...
Oh, yeah, they're all your friends.
Yeah. All of them. All...
One of them might be my friend because he was like... I told him about it. I don't know, I told him about it. And then... He was like, oh, what's it on? And it was before we'd actually put it up yet. And then he called me a disgrace. And then I sent him the link when we did put it up. So I don't know if he actually listened to it. But he has the link. If we start getting real popular on military bases, he listened to it.
But we don't know the demographics of where his people are coming from.
I feel like there's a way we could get a map that, like, pings.
Yeah, that's called a lot of coding. It's my turn.
Is it your turn?
Yeah, I have two. You have two.
Oh, fine.
Al Gore, terrorist, or nice president? I love how you're getting all the deep, all like the dumb ones that you made, and I'm getting the shitty ones.
But I have good stories for all the ones that I made. I believe, okay, so this is, you know when apples to apples started to be like a game that people played?
It still Wait, kind of is.
I think it's apples to apples. It is. Well, there was a card that said Al Gore, and for, like, from the age of 8 to 13, I had no idea who Al Gore was, and I assumed that he was a terrorist.
I think I used to think he was, like, with Apple or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause...
But, yeah, so I just assumed that Al Gore was a terrorist, and then I kept talking about, like, Tommy Lee Jones, because they were roommates in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so then,
still good.
So then I assumed that Al Gore and Tommy Lee Jones, like, he just happened to be, like, roommates with a terrorist. And he was apparently a vice president. Was he... He also had a scandal or something, right?
Who?
Wait, who did Watergate?
Nixon. Yeah, Nixon did.
Oh, okay. Was he connected to Al Gore?
I don't know.
It's a conspiracy.
I don't know.
If it isn't an already established one, I'm starting one.
Spit it out.
If you had to eat roadkill to survive, would you?
Yes.
Maybe you were going to say that. That's why I wrote that one. What kind of roadkill would you eat? No, we're not doing that.
I know.
You
I'm
have
just,
to explain your answers.
I'm just moving. Depends on what's on the road.
Okay, scenario. It's
okay.
An apocalypse.
Yes.
The only thing left? Roadkill.
Okay.
Some are human, some are raccoons, and the occasional bunny. Which do you eat first?
Well, you don't eat the humans because they're dead zombies, possibly.
Who said it was a zombie apocalypse?
That's why I said possibly.
Let's assume no zombie. Let's just assume dead human.
Okay, how did the human die? Like,
got hit by
like
a
what's
car.
Like what's the apocalypse? Like is it like a end of the world or
yeah, it's end
or
of the
like
world
the
and
coronavirus
then people, and then
or...
people no, there's no viruses because those get no, because then you have to burn all the bodies.
I'm talking about now, like legit now, coronavirus.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying that if it's an apocalypse, then everyone's going to be like, oh no, we have to burn the infected bodies, and then there's not human roadkill. That's not part of the scenario.
Okay, fine.
So, they assume they all got hit by cars. Normal humans, you can't get viruses from them except for, like, HIV.
Okay.
So, if you had the option, and they've all been there for the same amount of time, rabbit, human, or raccoon.
How long of a time?
5 days.
Probably raccoon first.
Why?
Because the human would be decomposing and there would be flies all around it. Well,
but
all
be decomposing.
Would be flies. Yeah, but normally you see roadkill on the road for longer than 5 days and it still looks fine before it gets flat.
Well, it's the apocalypse, so the car that hit them is also there, and then there's just like a body of the animal or human.
Why would the car still be there, though?
It was an apocalypse. It happened all at once. Someone got hit by a car, and then something happened to the owner of the car. We don't know what.
Well, so, if something happened to the owner of the car, and you don't know what, and he's still in there, I'm taking the one that's in the car. The human.
No, he's
in the
not
car.
In the car. The only options you have are the partially decomposed rabbit, raccoon, or human. They've each been there for 5 days. Assume they're in a line on a road. Which do you eat first in line?
Buffet line?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, if I choose a human, the skin's gonna be like jerky. It's gonna be like sun-dried jerky.
Yeah, but I feel like a raccoon is really tough anyway. And rabbit is something people regularly eat, so why are you not eating that?
Because you gotta defur it and shit.
You have to do that to a raccoon too.
Yeah, but
possibly
do I like
a human?
I'm not talking about a Sasquatch here. Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I have a genuine question about this. So, like, we eat chicken, right?
Yes.
And when you cook a chicken, it all looks like meat.
Uh-huh.
Like cooked meat.
Uh-huh.
What part of a chicken is it? And I understand it's like a chicken breast, but is it like muscle? Is it like fat? Like, what am I eating?
It's normally all muscle, I'm assuming.
It's muscle?
Yeah.
So, like, if you cooked a human, it would look like that?
Because a thigh is a muscle, and you're eating a thigh, so like dark meat versus white meat. I don't know what the differences are between those, though.
Weird.
I'm assuming it's a muscle.
But then, how is a chicken breast a muscle?
I don't know.
Isn't a breast just fat?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. Is everything we eat alive?
Some are, yeah.
That's so terrifying. I already don't eat pork.
Why?
Well, it's not for religious reasons.
Okay.
They just weird me out.
They?
Yeah, porks.
All porks.
All porks.
Oh my god.
Wait, I think it's your turn again.
Yes. No. Would you be able to live without access to modern tech for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Why? How?
I'd live in the woods. Or, actually, you know what? I would live on a deserted island. I would have a good old time building a shelter out of sticks. It would be very exciting for me. I'd have a great time. I'd probably find a monkey and it wouldn't want to be my friend.
The Donald Trump hand right there.
I'm Italian, I use my hands. Anyway, the monkey would not like me. We would not be friends, despite how much I wanted to be friends with the monkey.
You'd get killed by a monkey.
Shh. I would have my shelter. Let me finish my story. I'm getting there. I would have my shelter, and I'd be so excited, and I'd be like, you know what? Time for me to find food. And I'd go to try to find a coconut. I would scurry up the tree after, like, 20 attempts to get a coconut.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
And then, as I was trying to get the coconut off, it would fall off, hit me in the head, and I would die immediately.
If you're going up a tree to get a coconut, the coconut would fall.
I know, but, like, I would be, like, somehow under the coconut, and then it would hit me, and then I'd die.
I don't think a coconut...
And then the coconut crabs would eat my body just like Amelia Earhart.
I don't think a coconut that falls from 10 feet would kill you.
But isn't it, like, a thing in all the cartoons where someone dies because they got hit in the head by a coconut?
No. What cartoons are you watching?
I don't know. Why did I think that was a thing?
I don't know.
I'm concerned. I had this,
I want to know what cartoons you're watching that's a thing.
I think it was that Dave the Barbarian cartoon.
What?
You never watched Dave the Barbarian? I think it was on Cartoon Network.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah, and he had the bad hair.
A lot of cartoons do.
Yeah, well, that's a thing. But anyway, I think that's why.
Okay, but yeah, no, that wouldn't kill you.
So the answer is yes, I could live the rest of my life without technology, because I'd live on a deserted island, and I would promptly die soon after.
Yeah, like, I think you'd die in, like, a day or two.
I would give myself at least 2 weeks to die of starvation. Unless there's coconut crabs that eat my body, like Amelia Earhart's.
Okay, do explain, because that's the second time you've mentioned that.
Yes, and I am passionate about it.
All right, here's the next 30 minutes of our podcast.
There is a theory that Amelia Earhart, prominent pilot, circumnavigated the globe before she went missing. During when she went missing, technically. But they think that she and her co-pilot, Fred Noonan, they crash-landed on Howland Island, which, by the way, the U.S. owns. It's still owned by the U.S., and it was used during, I think, World War I, as an Air Force or Navy base. And soon after World War I, because Amelia Earhart did her thing in the 30s, they, also, I'm not entirely sure that any of this is factual. I'm just doing this from memory. But I think the theory is that they crash-landed on Howland Island and couldn't get their ship working, didn't have radio things, no one was still on Howland Island.
Well, they weren't on a ship, they were on a plane.
Did I say ship?
You said ship.
I'm sorry, I meant plane. And then they got eaten by coconut crabs. And because they found a body... They found skeletal remains of someone there in, like, 2008 or something that they said was of European descent. And they think it's a female, but honestly, I think it's Fred Noonan. Anyway, that's the story.
Oh, okay.
I am not great at telling stories.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I tell you about my brother and the story basket?
No.
So I tell a lot of pointless stories, as you all know.
From our only second time meeting.
Yes, exactly. They already know. And whenever I told bad stories, my brother would hold his arms out like in a hoop shape.
Uh-huh.
And then he would just go, put it in the story basket. And so then I'd get really excited and pretend to, like, shoot my story into the story basket, like a basketball. But... Then he was like, the story basket's a trash can, because that was a bad story.
Oh, shit. I would have been like, get that out.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. If you became a ghost, what's the first thing you'd do?
Probably scare the shit out of some people.
Who?
You first.
Why?
You're easy to scare.
I am easy to scare, but also...
It would be hilarious.
No, but, like, I don't believe in ghosts.
That even more reason to scare you.
But I don't think, like, you can't, like, manipulate physical things. Or maybe you can, but,
then
like...
Then I'd fucking... But what's, like, it called? Take over your body or whatever.
I don't think you can do that either.
Then how come demons can do it?
Who said demons could do it? Okay, I don't believe in ghosts. And so I think if you tried to do anything as a ghost to, like, freak me out... My mind would immediately just explain it as something else.
Like what? If I threw a fucking picture frame off the wall at your head, what would you explain that as? Exactly.
It's like, no, like, because, like, I don't think you would be able to, like, fully throw it. I think you could knock it off a wall and I'd be like, wow, something happened. Earthquake. Or, like, that time my dog peed on my bed. That could have been a ghost. I was like, oh, it was Roger.
Do explain that.
I told you about that.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so one time...
We haven't seen each other for a fucking, like, year, pretty much.
But we Snapchat every day.
Yeah, but you don't tell me stories that much.
That's true. Well, so Roger... This happened actually before I knew you. Roger is my dog, and he got really angry at me one day because he wanted to go on a long walk, but I only had time for a short walk. And so then... I think I left the house... for, like, 2 minutes, and I got back, and I didn't put him in his crate. He usually goes in his crate. And so when I got back, I was going to get into bed, and I, like, sat down and I was like, oh, my blanket feels kind of, like, wet. But, like, sometimes, like, just, like, my blanket just feels, like, cold wet.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of, like, played it off. I was just like, oh, it's just, like, wet. Like, it's cold. So then I laid down on my bed and I, like, pulled my blanket up, like, under my chin. And then I was like, this smells like pee.
Oh, my.
And so then I was like, why does this smell like pee? So then I freaked out, and then I refused to sleep in my room for the next 2 weeks, and then I yelled at Roger, and then I took a shower for roughly an hour, and I boiled all consecutively. Of my blankets. Yes.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yep.
You didn't yell at him at the time. You waited 2 weeks, then yelled at him, then took a shower for an hour.
Yep. And that's what happened. But anyway, a ghost could have peed in my bed, and I yelled at Roger for no reason.
Yeah, but why would a ghost who has no body and no bladder pee on your bed?
We don't know how ghosts work.
They're spirits.
But we don't know how they work.
They separate from their mortal body.
You're assuming. They don't in American Horror Story. You can still, like, touch them.
That's called TV.
Who's saying life isn't TV? Aren't we all entertainers?
What the fuck have you been smoking?
I've just been in class for the last 8 hours, and I think I'm brain dead. It's very sad. I'm taking a public speaking class, and I'm so bad at it. Because I have to, like, the entire class, she's like, your shoulders need to be back more. You're not portraying confidence. And then, like, you have to be, like, on, like, you're acting the entire class.
Yeah, I can't act. I wouldn't pass the class.
Me neither. And she was like, get up and say your name and something memorable about your name and then say, like, a fun fact or something. And so I had to, like, everyone else was getting up there and they seemed so fake and they were like, my name's Ashley. Then, like, I got up there and I was like, my name is Juliana. I have a tortoise who hates me. And then I sat back down. And honestly, I had to pull for that fun fact because my tortoise died.
Oh my god.
So it's very hard for me. And like we had to just like stand there in a circle and like our confident poses for like 10
That's
minutes.
A cult.
Basically.
That's a cult.
Basically. Yeah. And so I sat there and like I had my hands like leaning against my leg. And, like, whenever I'm bored, I just, like, crack my knuckles.
Yeah, that's why I'd, like, do
yeah.
this. Yeah.
And she was like, that portrays nervousness. You're nervous.
I mean, it does portray nervousness, but it's also, like, a habit.
And I was like, of course I'm nervous. We're standing in a menacing circle for 15 minutes trying to look confident.
Did you tell her that?
No.
Oh.
That would have been confident, though.
That would have been confident. She'd have been like, good
yeah.
job.
Yeah. She makes us clap after everything we do. She's nice,
that's,
but, like, it sketches me out.
That's a little
yeah.
odd.
Yeah.
My first class of the day, we literally did nothing for a minute.
That's nice.
Like, he hit a Tibetan singing bowl. I was like, okay, do nothing for a minute.
What class?
My core capstone.
What one are you taking?
Space exploration and environmentalism.
How is that a class?
I don't know, but it is. We literally talk about space.
Oh, weird.
It's fun.
What did I take? Oh, I took the Olympics.
Mm. And then my group dynamics class, the grading scale for an F, anything lower than a 66.
Good luck, bud.
Yeah, exactly. He says, I'm an easy grader, so this is my grading scale. 94 and above is an A. So a B plus, a 91.
I don't like that.
Me neither.
My makeup class, I've heard he's a stickler about, like, doing everything right, but then yesterday he was like, I just want to give everyone A's.
So do that.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see. Also, I had to buy a $75 makeup kit for this class.
Why? Was it like
yeah.
like the required textbook or
no,
whatever?
Yeah, like, it was. I had to go to the bookstore and I had to ask for a makeup kit. And they come in a range of shades. They come in, they say it in nicer terms, but it was like white people, and then it was tan white people.
Blackface.
And then it was, light black people, dark black people and, like, Asian people.
So pale.
Yeah.
To...
dark.
Dark, and then other side of the
color, basically.
Color palette, yeah.
And apparently after I bought my kit, because apparently no one can actually use the tan white people one, he was like, I've never met a white person who's tan enough to use it.
So that means he's, like, gotta be spray tan orange.
Yeah, basically. And so after I bought my kit, because I got the right one, but they apparently ran out of that one, and so then they were just handing kids, like, random ones. And so this girl who's, like, paler than I am has the one for, like, very dark-skinned black people. And I was like, this is not gonna go well.
No, not at all. So. Is a nudist colony a cult?
Yes, 100%. There's no way they're not.
Yeah, you're right. You know, there's, like, there's ones that are, like, optional. Not optional. Yeah. Is it optional?
I don't think it's optional. I think if you're in there, you're nude.
Like, there are ones that are, like, nudist colonies, but they're also clothing optional.
Like, you have the option to walk around naked, but you don't have to?
Yes. I feel like that'd just be weirder.
I thought they were all or nothing.
No. I think there's one in, like, South Carolina.
There has to be, like, weird laws around that, though. Like, you can't, like, okay, so, like, remember there was that news article, and I think it was at, like, UNC or NC State or something, where some dude was asking for directions, and then the girls would walk up to his car, and then, like, he didn't have pants on?
That sounds like a porn video.
No. But he was, public indecency.
Yes.
Or exposure or something like that. So there's that charge. How do nudist colonies get around that? Because you know they have kids. Also?
Because if you're born into it, it's seen as normal.
Yeah, but we live in America and there are laws.
Everyone breaks laws. It's normal for America.
I know, but do they have specific laws that are different? Like, you know, they make exceptions sometimes? Like, for, like, religious societies, they make...
Well, I think most, like, nudist colonies are, like, gated communities. That would make sense.
But that doesn't exempt them from the law.
What? If it's gated and you go outside the gates, you are screwed, pretty much.
No, but I'm saying if they have kids inside the gates.
What do you mean? Like...
So, like, if there are two,
like,
nudists...
family kids?
If there are two nudists who live in the colony and they have a child, and then their child's walking around and sees some other dude's penis, is that still indecent exposure?
No.
But is there laws preventing that?
Why would there be laws preventing that if it's...
Because
in
they live
colony?
In... Because, like... Because
it's normal to walk around naked.
I know, but I'm saying that, like, American law does not exempt them from that. Unless it does, and we just don't know about it. Like, I understand that's normal for them, but they're still living within the bounds of, like... So, like, if a police officer was walking by and he sees a little kid, and then he sees, like, a grown man completely naked, he's gonna be like, that's not okay. But,
I think he would be if he knew he was in a nudist colony. Yeah.
Also, like, what if you're a kid and your parents, like, in their 20s decide they want to go be nudists, and then you're growing up and you realize you enjoy wearing clothes, and then you have to walk around and know that your parents are just running around naked all day. There has to be a kid out there somewhere like that.
Oh, I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
And they will be our first guest on the podcast.
Oh my god. Some fucking nudist sitting here.
If you are a child whose parents were nudists and you are not, please call in or email us.
With what email?
We have an email.
I know, but how are they going to contact us?
It's paddlepals4ever@gmail.com.
Oh yeah, I forgot we had an actual email.
We do, I told you that.
Oh my god.
Once again, that is paddlepals4ever@gmail.com.
Okay.
But we don't want any other emails. We just want, like, if you are a person who's... Parents...
Or if you want to join the podcast. Or, like, be a guest.
But only if you are a person.
We need something other than just questions, so...
Best flavor of Gatorade?
The glacier... The light blue glacier one.
Yeah, the light blue one's the best.
Yeah, it's really good.
The clear one, not the clear one, but, like, the white one is also good. Mm. Like, glacier cherry.
No.
That one I only like if it's not refrigerated.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's not great. Oh, no. It looks like a long one.
Which one of us is more likely to die of a preventable disease? You.
I don't get vaccinated. And not because I'm, like, against vaccinations. I'm just against them for myself.
You're also just very ungraceful.
Okay, but I wash my hands, like, 70 times a day.
Like, that doesn't always mean...
I know. But also, I refuse to get the flu shot, and I get the flu every year. Like, without fail, first week of January, I have the flu.
Well, you can still get the flu when you have a flu shot.
Oh, I'm aware, but I still don't get it, and I just get the flu every year.
You're gonna die of the flu. That's what's gonna happen.
Hey, if it's before graduation, I'm okay with it. Say a random historical fact.
George Washington was the very first president of the U.S.
That's technically accurate.
Technically?
My favorite historical fact is that everyone with blue eyes is descended from the same common ancestor who was, they assume, a woman who lived around the Black Sea 8,000 years ago. So if you have blue eyes, we're related.
I have blue eyes.
We're related!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! We're like distant cousins. That's your turn.
Yes, it is. What happens when we die?
Oh, that's a hard one. Does that actually say that? Mm-hmm. Why would I do that to myself?
Because I think you were hoping it was going to be you asking me that
probably
question.
Probably. Because so. I was hoping you would be asking me that one.
What?
Say a random historical fact.
Yeah.
I'm full of those.
True.
I don't know. Like, you would hope that heaven was a possibility, but if heaven's a possibility, then hell is also a possibility, and I don't want hell to be a possibility.
I feel like majority of people are going to hell.
Well, but then there's also that option where, like, the reincarnation thing, but also, I don't want to go through this again.
Well, you won't remember.
Yeah, which would make me sad. Because then at, like, some point, do you remember?
No.
Then you're basically just a new person.
Yes.
Well, I don't like that at all.
I think about, like, death a lot. I know it's weird.
Are you okay?
I know it's weird.
Do we need to go see a counselor?
No. It's just, like, what... It, like, thinking outside the box kind of thing. Like,
sure.
What do you do out after death?
Yes, correct.
Like, what could I have been beforehand?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I think I was a rock.
Why?
I don't know.
Rocks don't have lives.
Yeah,
they have things like they have things that grow on top of them, but they're not. They're just
yeah, and it's like a
rocks.
Little blanket. It's like a little blanket made of lichen, and then you just get to sit
but
there.
You're not alive.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
A rock does not grow.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
So how are you going to be a rock?
It was just a very sedentary thing. Okay, but like, let's assume that when you die, what if they bury you, and then like you're dead, obviously. But what if your thoughts continue? But then you're just stuck in a box forever. And then you're just thinking, and the only thing you can see is the top of the box. And you're decaying.
But you can't see anything if you're dead.
But let's assume that, like...
Normally your eyes are glued shut if you're in a casket.
They glue them?
Yes.
Oh, gross. They're supposed to take your contacts out, but they didn't, and that helped solve a crime one time. Mm. Fun fact.
Anyways.
Yeah. But, like... I don't know, like, what if you just become, like, dirt?
I mean, eventually there will be caskets that just, you can't decompose completely.
Oh, yeah.
But right now the main ones are made out of wood and metal.
Yeah, they take a long time.
So.
Metal ones don't decompose.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, like, what happens if nothing happens? Like, where do all your thoughts go?
Oh, I've thought about it, too. I've thought about everything.
Yeah, but, like, where do your thoughts go? We're on the podcast. Talk about.
I don't know.
What do you want to happen?
I want heaven to be a thing. But then...
But do you think that you would be good enough to get into heaven?
What is this? The Good Place? We're not talking about The Good Place.
But, I mean, it has to have some kind of, like, judgment system.
I feel like if you murdered someone or you went to jail for some really bad thing, you're definitely going to hell.
But what about this whole Christian thing where if you say you're sorry, it's fine, you can go?
Yeah.
I just feel like that's too easy to get out of it. You can't just, like, commit
well,
a murder and be like, hey, sorry, God.
I don't think you can say, like, you're sorry for committing a murder because you
can
really
repent
can't.
Or whatever.
Yeah, but if you're guilty of it, you're...
Technically, when I was in Spain and I hiked the Camino, then they erased all my sins, so I'm good. And that's how the Catholics do it.
Anyways. I don't think that if you murder someone, I think if you murder someone and you say you're sorry, you're still going to hell.
Fair enough. Yeah. There's a thing, I think it's also the Catholics, where, like, your entire family greets you when you die or something in heaven. And I don't think I'd want
but
my family
what if,
to greet
what
me.
If you die before your family does?
Then your ancestors. Like, great-grandparents.
You're like, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah, they're just like, hello, we've not met.
We've not met, but I am your ancestor. And you're like,
Phineas.
I am good. Don't touch me.
But yeah, like, my grandmother's just, like, a downer. Like, I don't want to hang out with her forever.
I've also thought of, like, how they say that, or how the Bible says heaven is the same as earth, pretty much.
Oh, that's
yeah,
no,
like heaven is on earth.
Oh, this isn't great. This is definitely not heaven.
It's like
in the good place where she goes, this is the bad place.
Yeah, but I always think, like, where is it? Because everyone's, like, happy place is different. But if we're supposed to be all in one place...
Yeah, this is like four things stuck together.
I know, that's why I said you should do regular paper.
If you want to do it, you can.
I'm good. I won't think of these.
Time-space continuum, does it exist? Most of those I found online.
I'd have to...
Except for the weird ones, I came up with those.
I'd have to research the time-space continuum.
I think what it's getting at is just, like, time travel.
Time travel, technically it's already possible.
How do you think that time travel? In what context?
If you fly over the continental divide, you're fine.
Okay, yeah.
You're time traveling.
Basically, yes.
Correct. But if you also go to the...
moon and come back, technically time has traveled since you've been back.
I don't mean that. I mean, go to the North Pole. You can walk in every single latitude and plane, and you're also time traveling there.
Yeah. Well, there's also the thing where you, like, if you go to space and you come back, like, technically your life has stopped on Earth for that amount of time. So
but
technically
that's,
you're... I know, time is still
that's,
happening.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Also, in orbit, you're moving faster than a regular day. You
yeah.
see, like, six sunrises or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why that does that in movies? I never knew that.
Yeah, you're moving really fast.
Oh. I thought it was just doing that for fun.
No.
Oh. Weird. But what about the fun kind of time travel where, like, you could go back and meet your grandparents?
I don't think that's possible.
I don't think it's possible either, but I think it's the most fun one to think about.
It is until you think about the aspect if you mess something up in the past, you're changing the future.
Yeah. I just choose not to think about it that way. I'm like, it's not possible anyway, I can just do this however I want.
Yeah, if you think about, there's no... nothing that's gonna bad's gonna be happening. Like, it's a little cool, but
yeah. Do you ever daydream?
All the time.
Do you have, like, really creative daydreams?
I don't know.
Mine get really in depth. Like, I go on vacations.
Of course you do. Escape this reality.
Listen, I just have to graduate, and everything's gonna be okay.
Will it though? You got debt to pay off.
Technically, I don't. I've done very well.
You have some debt to pay off.
I have $3,000. Anyway, if you guys like us a lot and you want to donate to our college funds.
Cash out.
Yeah, just let us know.
Well, just let us know via email. We'll set up an account.
PaddlePalsForever@gmail.com. PADDLE, the number 4, EVER, @gmail.com.
I need to take this.
No. I'm going to keep the recording.
Yes, it's
me. Anyway, so TJ went to take a phone call, which means now I can badmouth him.
Yeah.
He's ridiculously tall, like a giraffe. And he's always mean to me, but, like, in a friendly way. He wears cat pants a lot. They're not cute. They're, like, tie-dye, and they just have, like, cat heads on them. And, like, they're just, like, these weird, like, jogger pants that he enjoys, and no one really understands. Okay, and we're back after TJ decided to rudely take a job interview.
I'm sorry.
Because this isn't paying the bills.
this barely pays.
We've made 26 cents and we're thankful for all of it. Please keep it up. If you had to choose between restarting college and never going to college, which would you do and why? With the knowledge you have now.
I wouldn't go to college.
Same.
Knowing the field I'm going through.
Oh my god, it sucks.
There's
no reason to go to college.
Exactly. You learn leadership.
Sort of. I've taken like 6 leadership classes and you're girl not a leader.
Yeah, well.
Rude.
No, I was going to say there's like the different leaderships that we can not get into right now. If you had to create a new animal, what would it look like and what would it be called?
It would be a kermudgeonfluffle.
A Kermit?
No, a kermudgeonfluffle.
Okay.
And it would have an elephant's trunk, but it would be like a lot softer, and generally you would not want to touch it. It'd be weird and gooey.
It's called Jell-O.
No, but it would be like a trunk shape. It would be like a dusty light purple color. It would be about the size of a corgi. It would have...
So you take it on walks, don't even buy a leash, you just use the trunk.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to touch the trunk, so no, you wouldn't. It would have a harness. It has 4 legs, as most things do. But it has
So it's an elephant the size of a corgi.
No. I haven't finished talking about the rest of its face yet. It doesn't have ears, first of all. It just has holes that it can hear through.
Don't we all have just holes that you can
hear through? What I'm getting at, it doesn't have like elephant ears. It's different. And it's purple. It's a dusty purple. And then it has, I'm debating between it having 1 eye or 3 eyes. And I'm thinking 1 eye that's like centered in like above the trunk.
Like the Illuminati.
No. Yes, but no.
Yes.
But it's not triangle. There's no triangles on it. It's just like a nice purple and it's like soothing and it has a gooey trunk.
So it's a cyclops elephant that's
but
purple.
It's a dusty purple, first of all, and it's the size of a corgi. And its best qualities are that...
Is that its name is way too long for the description of the animal.
No. Its best qualities are that it's very nice... And it's a very, like, good pet, but also if it sees lettuce, it will go crazy.
Just lettuce.
Just lettuce. And not in a good crazy, like a bad, like, jumping on a wall crazy. But, like, its trunk is gooey, so it gets stuck, and then you have to, like...
I feel like if that was a real thing, you know the things that you, like, throw at the windows and, like, the humans just, like...
Yes, that is the consistency of the trunk.
I feel like a kid would just throw it on the ceiling and just, like...
Oh my god, it like... would. That'd be so sad. Oh no!
You just like have like a little like boxing glove.
What have I created?
What'd you call it?
I don't remember. A kermudgeonfluffle, I think. What would you make?
After that, I don't know.
I know, I was so good at it.
Until I made that analogy, metaphor, or whatever. Oh gosh, I don't know. I'd make like a centaur. Wait, no, centaur. Centaur's a bull, a bull for a head.
No, right? A centaur is a human top and a horse bottom.
I'm thinking of a minotaur.
Yes, you are.
But I want a centaur.
Okay.
Except a penguin.
As the bottom or the head?
As the top.
So what's on the bottom? A horse?
A tiger.
You need to come up with a new name then, because that's just getting confusing and also wrong.
That way they can live in extreme cold and extreme hot. Well, jungle-ish.
So what's it gonna do? Live in America to be comfortable?
Yes.
What is
still
it
living? No, not Canada. Well,
it so could it can live in run. Wait, is it bipedal or does it still run on 4 legs?
It switches.
But is its first 2 legs wings?
No, so...
You're telling me it has penguin legs and lion legs. Or tiger. Which
no.
Which one did you say?
Tiger.
Tiger. I get them confused.
It
I'm
has...
Convinced they're the same animal.
A tiger has been decapitated.
Okay.
And...
You just stick a penguin head on top of that?
And you just stick a penguin body with no feet on top of that. So it does
so
have
it
wings.
So it has 2 stomachs?
Yes. That's why.
Wait, can it still belly slide? Because then it would just be kind of face planting and just like the legs. It would just be rolling.
I'm going to say, depends on the circumstances.
It just rolls to me.
You throw it in a tire.
You can use it for bowling. If you get like a really icy like pathway, and then you set it. Like...
Oh. You give it like a saddle and go sledding with it.
Oh my god. Wait, what would you name it?
I don't know. Probably Tigger, like...
No, it has to be a mix of penguin and tiger. Tiger.
like the car, but...
Tigwin. Do you mean Tigwin?
But it's a Tigwin. It's like the car.
Yeah, it is kind of like the car. I heard those are bad cars.
They are, they're shitty.
But if you want to sponsor us, let us know.
Sponsor two broke college kids.
We will stop that mouth in your car if you pay us.
You're going to send us a cease and desist.
Yeah. I feel like we should sign off now.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to our second episode ever. We'll see you in a year, if not sooner.
Hopefully sooner.
Thanks for sticking with us, guys. And we see you, Germany, Brazil, and...
United Kingdom. The other place, yes.
Thank you, guys. We see you. We're happy with you. Thanks.
Kind of.
No, we're very happy with them.
In the past, we weren't.
We're not talking about the wars right now, okay?
Okay.